This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Amanda Bauer. It's Tuesday, July 19. In Squiz Kids Today, calls for TikTok to be banned, Cam Smith's claret jug, elephant orphans find new families, and some intriguing new emojis. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Hands up if you've ever heard of the social media app TikTok. Well, of course you have. It has a billion users worldwide. You, your parents, or your teacher might be one of them. But there were loud calls yesterday for TikTok to be banned in Australia after it was revealed that the Chinese-owned company collects a lot of information about its users. For example, if you have the app installed on your phone, it will run hourly checks on your location so it knows where you are. It will access your calendar constantly, so it'll know what you're doing. It will collect info on what other apps you're using, and it can access information about every person in your contacts. Why would TikTok need that data? Well, the authors of the report, an Australian and American cybersecurity firm called Internet 2.0, say they don't. None of the information being collected by TikTok is needed to run the app properly, which leads the authors of the report to conclude that it could be used for hacking or even spying. The report will be presented today to the American government, which is holding a hearing on TikTok. So the headlines calling for changes to the app and its privacy protections are likely to continue. Watch this space.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Scotland, where Aussie golfer Cameron Smith has made history by winning the British Open. It's Cam's first major tournament victory ever, and he's the first Aussie to win the Open in almost 30 years. Now, what I knew about golf as of yesterday morning, you could have written on the back of a postage stamp. But I've done a lot of research since then, and it turns out that the last of Cam Smith's four rounds of golf was one of the greatest in history. A round of golf, if you didn't know, has 18 holes, meaning the golfer has to tee off, then hit the ball as few times as possible before getting it to go into the hole with the flag sticking out of it. In his final nine holes, known as the back nine, Cam chased down two other players by hitting five straight birdies. No, that doesn't mean he hit a bird with a golf ball. It's the expression for getting the ball into the hole with one fewer shot than expected. And every single one of those shots counted for the Queenslander. He ended up winning by just one shot over American Cameron Young, and he dedicated his trophy, known as the Claret Jug, to Australia. I'll pop a video of some of his shots and his acceptance speech in your episode notes.
Animal Kingdom.
If you ever suspected elephants were a whole lot like us, we got further proof yesterday with the release of a scientific study that found that orphaned elephants do better when they're adopted into big, loving family groups. Sadly, lots of elephants do lose their mums or dads each year, sometimes from natural causes, sometimes from poaching, which is the illegal hunting of wildlife. But by collecting and studying baby elephant poo, of all things, a group of scientists have found that baby elephants who are adopted straight away into a big family herd will suffer much less stress than those who weren't. Which stands to reason, really. Even if you're one of the biggest, most impressive animals in the wild, at the end of the day, we all need a cuddle.
Pop Culture Corner.
How many times have you been texting on your parents' phone and wanted to say jellyfish? Or call someone a goose without having to actually write the word? Or maybe send an emoji to indicate that you are in the middle of an earthquake? Well, you're in luck, because the next batch of emojis have just been released and should be available for use on a smart device near you by September. As well as the shaking head emoji, which is supposedly inspired by what it feels like to be in an earthquake, there's the goose emoji, the moose emoji, the donkey emoji, the jellyfish emoji, and the long-awaited pink and blue heart emojis. There's a total of 31 new emojis for people to play with. I've stuck a link in today's episode notes to a chart featuring the new emojis. You can send me a blue heart to say thanks later. Hear that? That's the clock counting down to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, which, if you can believe it, are only 10 years away. And to celebrate, the Australian Olympic Committee has launched Have a Go Month. And today's Olympic sport in the Squiz Kids Spotlight is table tennis. Did you know that table tennis is one of the most played sports in the entire world? That's because it's so accessible. All you need is a table, a net, a couple of paddles, nope, not the ones you use with a canoe, much smaller, and a ping pong ball, and away you go. Maybe you have a table tennis table at home. Maybe you already play with friends and family. You are guaranteed hours of fun, whether you're a beginner, your neighbourhood champion, or on your way to playing at the Olympic Games. After all you need to do is have a go. To discover the right sport for you and to find out more about Have a Go Month, go to haveago.olympics.com.au. I've stuck a link to it in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the expression for a round of golf with one fewer hit than expected? Tweet, tweet. That's right. It's a birdie. Question number two. What are the two colours of the new heart emojis? You got it. Pink and blue. And question number three. What did scientists collect and examine to determine the stress levels of baby elephants? That is correct. It was poo.
Shout outs.
It's July 19, the birthday of actor Benedict Cumberbatch. You may know him as Dr. Stephen Strange from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or Agent Classified from the Penguins of Madagascar, or as Sherlock Holmes from the BBC production Sherlock. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Sam from Kempsey, Aidan from Altona Meadows, Archer from Mount Eliza, Paloma from Exeter, Jai from Manly, Pippa from Clothiers Creek, and Emma from Ballyura. And because a bunch of you celebrated your birthday over the school holidays, we're going to continue to work our way through those belated shout-outs all week, including today. Kyla from St. Peter's, April and Mia from Bambala, Connor from Albert Park, Brooklyn from Tarago, Molly and Sammy from Walpole, Marie from Craigburn, Phoebe from Seaforth, Melody from Moorlbark, Camille from Varsity Lakes, Sterling D from Broken Hill, Zuki from Cannon Hill, and Mitchell from Wamberal. Classroom shout-outs go to Year 4 and Mrs. Pye at Carlingford Public School, Year 3 at St. Joseph's Catholic School in Chinchilla, Class 4D and Miss Duck at Valentine Public School, and Mrs. Boundy's class at St. Thomas More Primary School in Mount Eliza. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you want a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. That's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.